Mr. Speaker, I believe in the amendment that was offered by the representative from Kenai that the jurisdiction of the Public Utilities Commission is maintained. If you'll look on page 3, at the very bottom of the page, page 8, line 3, and also on page 8, on page 4, where it essentially it just simply asserts what at least was attested to us by a whole series of attorneys, is that the APUC does have jurisdiction.
Representative Downey?
Yeah, I guess my question still is it still in the bill document we've got now after amendment, the expedited or the lowered standards for seeking relief in equity from the Superior Court?
The answer to that is no, and it was at the request of several, including Tesoro, that it be removed.
Representative Brown.
I'll declare my conflict again, Mr. Speaker.
Okay. Are we ready for the question on amendment number 12? The question is, shall amendment number 12 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk locked the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? The clerk tally the board.
10 yeas, 30 nays.
Amendment number 12 has failed adoption. Madam Clerk, do we have any further pending amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader, would you carefully explain the situation before you make the advancement motion?
I'm going to move and to ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered engrossed and advanced to third reading. If that motion passes, and I hope it does because it's a procedural motion, we will then hold the bill, ask unanimous consent to hold the bill in third reading right where it is as the first order of business tomorrow. So the bill will be before us exactly where it is and ready to vote on tomorrow. We will then take up one other order of business tonight, and that is the citations, and then we will adjourn for the evening. So at this time, unless you people are gluttons for punishment, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered engrossed in advance to third reading.
Are there any objections? Representative Brown.
Could we have an at ease?
Would the House stand at ease? All members recognize that if we do have a debate on this, it would be long and lengthy, and it'd probably be in the best interest of everybody if we follow the recommendations here. But the question before us is the advancement motion. Are there any objections to the motion to advance? Hearing no objections, Madam Clerk, would you give the bill its third reading?
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 540, Judiciary Amended, an act relating to liability for release or threatened release of a hazardous substance relating to the liability of an oil spill response action contractor for release or threatened release of a hazardous substance relating to contracts by the common operating agent for the holders and lessees of the right-of-way agreement for the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System to provide initial response services to tank vessels relating to financial responsibility and insurance provisions imposed on vessels relating to oil discharge and contingency plans, relating to registration of an oil spill response action contractor, repealing sections 2, 5, 7, 10, 12 of Chapter 92 SLA 1991, amending Alaska Rule of Civil Procedure 65, and providing for an effective date.
Mr. Majority Leader, it's in third reading.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd ask unanimous consent that the bill be held in third reading till the first order of business tomorrow.
First order of business in third reading. Representative Cabina.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move that we take up HJR 58 at this time.
We do have a motion before us right now. Representative Gail Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, just a clarification. We are already in tomorrow.
The determination is we're still in the session for this day. When the gavel drops, then that's... And I have the official time here. Representative Taylor.
Yes, I would object. I think there was another motion pending, wasn't there?
You're objecting to his motion? Yes, that's what we told him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask for the information of the body, all those items either moved to the bottom of the calendar or currently in second reading would still be in second reading tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Are there any objections? That's what will happen. Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, several things. I'm actually going to move the citations in a minute and one request for an extension of an excused absence, and we'll keep everything else in exactly where it is. These will be the first order of business, and then we go right through the calendar where we are, so everything remains in place.
But we start with 540.
You bet.
That's correct.
Yeah, we start with 540, and then we go right through the supplemental calendar and on down. Okay, so at this time, I would move, we have 11 citations on the calendar, and I ask unanimous consent they be approved.
This motion is divisible. Are there any objections to the adoption of the citations on today's calendar? Hearing no objection, the citations have been adopted. Mr. Majority Leader.
And one excused absence, an extension for Representative Lincoln from 10:15 p.m. Sunday, May 10 to 8:17 a.m. Monday, May 11.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the representative is excused on those times and days.
8:17. No, 8:17 in the morning. 17 minutes after 8, about when you get up.
Yeah, which legislative day? Okay.
Yeah. At this time, I'm moving to ask unanimous consent. We stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.